Today's shiur is Masechta Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Ches. We will begin at Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch on Daf Kuf Mem Zayin on Mabez, 8 lines from the bottom. The Gemara continues to discuss the halachas of Divrei Shchimara K'ksuvim K'msurim Dami. Teaches us the Gemara Amar Rava Amar Rav Nachman, Shchimara Sh'amar. When Shchimara gave instructions that Yoda Ployni V'Ba'ezer, that this individual shall live in this house. So all he gave this individual the rights to was to live in this house. He did not give him the rights to give him the house. Or Yoichel Plani Paris Dekelzeh, he says that this individual should eat the fruit from this tree. So again, he only gave him the rights to the Paris, but he didn't give him the actual tree. You can't give ear. So giving somebody the right to live in the house is not giving something meaningful. And as the Rishonim explain, even though we're learning Divrei Shchimara K'ksuvim K'msurim Dami, Divrei Shchimara K'ksuvim K'msurim Dami means we don't have to have a kinyan, but it has to be something on which a kinyan can be made. Ad Sheyomer, and therefore it's not considered a significant statement. Atshem, unless he says, Tanuplai Zelaplini, give this home. So now we're talking about something tangible, the Yodaboy, that he should have the right to live in. Or Tanu Dekel Zelaplini, give him this fruit tree, Vyachal Peroisov, and he should be able to eat the fruit. And ask the Gemara, Lememra. So what we have essentially been saying, Lememra, what we're saying here is the Sover of Nachman, that it is the opinion of Nachman, Milsa the Issa Bebari, a type of a situation where such a transaction can be done with a healthy person, that's where the halachas of a shchimara, isa b'shchimara, the halachas of a shchimara will apply. However, the leis b'bari, when we're speaking about the type of a transaction that cannot be done with a healthy person, leisa b'shchimara, so the halachas of shchimara would not be applicable in such situation. Ask the Gemara. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman. Hasn't Rava, Amar Rav Nachman told us? Shchimara shama tlu halvasi lepleni. That somebody owes me money. The person owes the money to me with a milvava peh. It isn't committed to writing. Halvasi lepleni. The halach is that person who was assigned that debt is now the owner of that debt. And comments the Gemara, Afagav the Leis of a Bari. Clearly, this is a situation where you can't do this by a healthy person. The halacha is that since we know the rule is, when somebody lends money, the assumption is that money is going to be used to be spent. And therefore, when you sell a milvapa, you're not really selling anything of substance, and therefore it's not a valid transaction. So if that's the case, and such a transaction is not doable by a bari, Rav Nachman's saying that whatever is not doable by a bari is also not doable by a shchimara. So how come when a shchimara assigns a milva peh, the halacha is that it is assignable? Says the Gemara, the Papa Omar, he says that the halva is different because the halacha is that somebody who passes away, the halacha is the yerusha, the inheritance, includes the money that's owed to the person who passed away. And when we say includes the money that's owed to the person that passed away, obviously not only the milva b'shtar is owed to the yarshim, but the milva alpeh is also owed by the Yarshim. So the Gemara is now suggesting that the halacha of a shchimara is fashioned after the halacha of Yerusha. And since by Yerusha you could Yarshin or Milva Bishtar, a shchimara also could give over the rights of a Milva Alpeh. There is a way that you could transfer a Milva Alpeh even by a healthy person. How? As we discussed in a previous year, could have Hunam Rav, Damar Hunam Rav, if somebody owes me money and I owe someone else money, or I don't owe them money, and I say to that, to the person who owes me the money, give the money to the to this individual, even though normally what would be required to make that transaction valid, a kinyan would be required to make the transaction valid. The halacha is that there's a new type of way of effecting this transfer. And that's what's known as a mamet shloshtin. If all three parties to this transaction, the person who owes me the money, the person whom I want now to receive the money, we're all standing together, that is considered a valid kinyan. So we see that we don't need to have a real kinyan by milvav peh. And since we don't have to have a real kinyan by milvav peh, that's why it's going to be affected by shchimera also. Damar Rav Huna Marav, mana li biyotcha, if I say to someone who owes me money, tenu l'plani, give it to that person instead of giving it to me. If it was said by Mamma Shloshtim, when all three of us are here, it's fine, even though there was no kinyan. So that's why for shchimera it'll also be fine. Ask the Gemara. But they asked in the yeshiva the following question. Dekel Echad, where the Shchimra said that only the tree should be given to the individual he identified. And then, Peroysov Lodom Acher. And he said the fruit should be to somebody else. Mahu. Now, the question is this considered a Matana Shchimra, which the halacha, as we've discussed numerous times, that when we speak about Matana Shchimra, if the Eibishter helps, the Shchimera could give the Shchimera to back out if he Baruch Hashem gets better. So now the question is this considered a Matanas Shchimera or not? So Issa Zalman and the Sefer Evan Ozel asks a question. He says, when we speak about a Mamet Shloshtan being effective, it's not because a mamet shloshtan is a kinyan. It's a, as the Gemara has described it, it's a hilchos b'laitama. It's a rule that doesn't have necessarily an explanation. So yes, the Gemara is saying that whenever a kinyan is valid by a bari, by shchimera, it's valid. But that shouldn't be a reason that if mamet shloshtan is valid by a bari, it should also be valid by a shchimera. Because mamet shloshtan is not a kinyan. So Rab Issa Zalman Zatzal, the Evan Ezel answers that we shouldn't understand that a shchimera is a form of a kinyan. A shchimera is also a hilchos b'laitama. A shchimera is also a halacha that Chazal instituted. And therefore, what the Gemara says, if Chazal instituted that it could work by a bari as a new takana, it must be that included in the takana that a shchimera, the divrei shchimera, k'ksuvim k'mesurim dami, is that whatever is valid by a bari, no matter how it works, as a regular kinyan or as a new rule, it will be effective. So again, the Gemara asked, ibay luhu, deka le'echad, and peraisav le'achar mahu. The question is, mishay makam peri, when he gave the dekel to the first person, he left over for himself the branches on which the fruit grow. And even though he gave those fruits to someone else, but he always has kept ownership of those branches. And if that would be the case, this will be a situation of matana shchimera mamixas. Because as we've learned, that the only time something falls into the category of matana shchimera is if you give away everything. But if the shchimera is holding on to the branches, so then he hasn't given away everything, and if he hasn't given away everything, so then there is no special halacha that if Hashem helps and it gets better, he could retract. Oy lo shayer, or we say that when he gave the first one the branches, he gave him the entire tree, even every branch. When he gave him the tree, he gave him the branches, and he just kept the fruit for himself. And now, when he's giving away the fruit, he's not keeping anything. The Rishonim connect this to how to understand the statement of Dekel. Does Dekel, when we say the word Dekel, does the word Dekel implicitly include the branches or not? Im Tim Tzolayim, continues the Gemara, If you'll say, as one of the parts of the question, lacher, that when he gives somebody else the dekel and the peiros to someone else, lo have a shear, because when he gave the first one the branches, when he gave him the tree, certainly the branches were included. Why would be the halacha when he said explicitly to the first person, chutz meperoisav? He said the words chutz meperoisav. Does that mean that he certainly meant to keep himself anything that produces the fruit, meaning the branches from which the fruit comes out? Or, and that's why he said chutz meperoisav, or, no, he meant the fruit, but not the branches. And continues the Gemara, Amar Rava Aram Nachman, Im Tet Salim Deka Lechad Peresav L'Acher L'Av Shir Makam Peri, when he gave the tree to one individual and he gave the fruit to somebody else, he certainly never meant to keep the branches. He meant that the branches should be given to the person who is getting the tree. Chutz Miperesav, what's going to be a locha when he said Shai B'Makam Peri, when he kept it for himself? So do we say that when a person leaves it for himself, that certainly he wants to leave it to himself in the most generous fashion, as we're going to learn? And since a person wants to leave it for himself in the most generous way possible, he certainly kept himself the branches, or not necessarily. So explains the Gemara, leave there as it, that the Mishnah back on Daf Samach Aleph said that somebody who sells a home, the question was, is the roof included in the sale or not? And Rish Lakish said that that if somebody included in the contract, amnasha deyuta el yonin shali, that if he said, I'm keeping the attic, domer shimroitzu lahoitzu beziza moitzi, that the halach is that he left the right to put out protrusions from the roof. Alma, what do we see from here? Kiven the deyuta shire, that when he said that he's not including the attic, and he wasn't required to say that, because as we said, automatically the deyuta is not included in the sire. When he did say it, what he meant to say was makom zizim na mishire. He wanted to give himself even more rights, which is a common concept taught in this Masechta. When you say more than you had to, there's obviously you want to keep more than you normally are allowed to keep. Hachanami, do we say here too? When he said chutz miperaisav, which he didn't have to say, he added that way, what he meant to say was, the makom perishayir, that not only is he keeping the fruit, but he's keeping the branches. Amalei Rav Abba Rav Ashi, Anan Ad Rav Shimon ben Lakish Mishninan. I learned the halacha of Shimon Lakish regarding that we just learned about the roof, regarding somebody who sold the home, and he said he's not including the Deliyota El Yoina. And I learned, Amr Shalom Melakish, Hamach Bais the Chaver of Amalei Masha Duta Yoina Shali, Duta Yoina Shaloi. That he, by saying this, he wanted to keep extra, not just keep the attic. And here, too, and that said Rish Lakish, Bailahu. And now the question goes, based on what Rish Lakish just taught us, we now have the following question. If somebody sold the house to one individual and the yuta, the roof, to somebody else, mi avashir, do we say that he meant that the owner of the roof could be able to take out zizin, oiloi, or he wasn't that generous? He didn't intend to give him that much of a right. Chutz medayuta mahu. If he added the words chutz medayuta, which are superfluous words, what do we say then? Amar Rava Aram Nachman. Im tim tzolayim bayis lecha deyuta lachad loy have a shir. Chutz medayuta have a shir. Valivida Rizvid, and this again follows the opinion of Rizvid, that if somebody said more than he had to, that means he meant to do something with that. Domishim writes lights of zizin, and therefore the halacha is if he wants to put zizin out of his roof, might see. What do we see? Kivin the shayer the yuta, makom zizim na mishayer. So here too, when he sold it and sold the yuta to somebody else, he certainly meant it to give it out. And as all the Rishonim explain, he says that when somebody, even according to Rabbi Kiva, who says, Meicher ben Yofa Meicher, Rabbi Kiva only says Meicher ben Yofa Meicher if there is no indication to say different. But here, when he said extra, that certainly meant that he meant to keep more than he normally would. Continues the Gemara, Amar Yosef ben Yoni, Amar Nachman, Shchimera shekosav kol nechosav l'acherim. The Shchimera wrote over all his assets to other people. Royin im mechalik, if at the time he was dividing all of his assets, he gave it to various people, that's considered matana shchimera, and therefore meis kana kulam. And if Hashem helps Ahmed, he gets well. Chayz b'kulan, because if he gets well, it's not the shchimera can retract. However, im b'nimlach, if he had in mind to not give everything away, and at the beginning he kept some of those assets for himself, and afterwards he ended up distributing all of his asset, mace. So when he passes away, this is already considered a matanis bari. Because when is it considered, as we keep on learning in our shiurim, a matanis shchimera? It's only considered a matanis shchimera if you give everything away. Here he didn't really give everything away at one time. Since he didn't give away everything at one time, so doesn't have the rule of matanis shchimera. And therefore, and when Ahmad, if he gets well, ain't a chayzel bachrin, because it was only the last piece that he gave away that made it into matanis shchimera. Everything that was given before is not considered. Everything that was given away before is not considered a matanis shchimera. But ask them, why should we say that? Why? Because he didn't give everything away at one time, do we say it's not matanis shchimera? Why don't we say that the person, as he was distributing his assets, he was thinking about each asset individually, and as he was thinking about each asset individually, he was distributing it. That doesn't mean that because he didn't give them all away at one time, it should not be considered a matanis shchimera. Answers the Gemara. Stam the shchimera. How does the shchimera typically operate? Made the dayik. He looks at all of his assets, decides how he wants to distribute those assets for hadayav. And it's not that he thinks about one asset at a time, decides what to do with that one asset, and then goes on to the next asset. Rather, the fact that he distributed them one at a time is clearly an indication that it's not being given away in the form of a matanis shchimera. And since it's not being given away in the form of a shchimera, that's why the halacha is very different. That's why it's not considered matanis shchimera. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Achia ben Yoni, Amar Rav Nachman. Shchimera shekosav kol nechosav l'cheirim. If shchimera wrote over all his assets to someone else, v'amad, and he got well, and as we keep on learning, if Baruch Hashem the Shchimera gets well, he can retract. The halacha is ein chayzer. He may not retract. Because we need to be concerned, says the Gemara, Cheshina, we need to be concerned, Shem Yesh Lo Necheyosim B'din Acheres, that maybe he has assets elsewhere. Since we need to be concerned that he has assets elsewhere, so then he didn't give away all of his assets. And if he didn't give away all of his assets, then it's not considered a matanis shchimera. So, of course, all the Rishonim asked the question. The shchimera is holding on to these assets. The people who want to claim that they are the recipients of these assets, and not only are they the recipients of these assets, but the recipients of the assets, not through matanis shchimera, are trying to take something away from the shchimera. So why shouldn't this be a case of Hamaitz Mechaveroi all of Haraya? So the Ravid answers that the case we're speaking about is that he's identifying, it's not that he said, I'm giving away all my assets. He identified each asset individually. When somebody identifies each asset individually, there's a great concern that he might have overlooked one asset. The Rashba says, we have to look at his wording. If he would have said kol nechasai, so the shchimera said the words kol nechasai, there is no reason to believe that he didn't give everything away. But let's look at the words of the Shchemara. The Shchemara said the word Nechasai. Since the Shchemara only said the word Nechasai, there's strong reason to be concerned that he didn't give away. A similar teretz that I saw is from the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah said, again, what was the wording of the Shchemara? The Shchemara said, Nechasai sheyeshli be'ir zeh yir l'ploini. The fact that the Shchemara singled out that the Nechasim that he has in this city, it seems to be an indication that he has other assets. And therefore, we are concerned, therefore we can't treat it like a Matar Shchemara. The Tshuva Sarajba says another teretz. He says that the case of our Gemara is where the Shchemara made a kinyan. Now the question is, why did the Shchemara make a kinyan? We know, we keep on repeating, Divrei Shchemara k'ksuvim k'masurim dami, and Shchemara doesn't need to make a kinyan. The fact that the Shchemara saw that he meant that he made that the Shchemara went out of his way to make a kinyan leads us to believe that he has other assets. Because if he didn't have any other assets and it's just the old-fashioned matana Shchemara, then the halacha is that we have to be concerned that he has other assets. Rabbeinu Yoina, I think what the Rabbeinu Yoina means to say is a different pshat. Rabbeinu Yoina says, if we think about it, the halacha of a Shchemara is a very big chiddush. Because as we often repeat in our shiurim, the halacha of a Shchemara is contrary to what we often discuss, that dvarim shebelev einem dvarim. So why do we rely on Divrei Shchemara? Because we say there's an umdana that he gave it away under these circumstances. But we're basing this entire situation only on an umdana, which is not something we're really excited to do. And therefore, because that's the case, when we have a concern that it isn't a matana Shchemara, we don't treat it like matana Shchemara, says the Gemara. But if that's the way we're now going to learn, we go back to the beginning of our shiurim, the beginning of our sugya. Al masnis nitani, that when we learned in the Mishnah, l'shai kol shehu, that if he didn't leave over anything, ematanasa kayemis, and he gets baruch shem better, the whole thing falls away. If we're always going to be concerned that there are other assets, heichem shkach slo, says the Gemara, and this is very geschmack with the way we learned, Amar Rav Chama, ba'omer, when the Shchemara made his declaration, he said, kol nechosai. So by using the words kol nechosai, it's very much an indication that he did give everything away. But what the Gemara is saying is, only if the Shchemara used the words kol nechosai do we assume that he gave everything away. Without using those words, we can't make that assumption. But Ma'abar Rashi says another teretz. Here we're referring to a situation, the muchzaklon, where we know the Shchemara, and we know the Shchemara has no other assets. When we know for certain that he has no other assets, then it's certainly considered matana Shchemara. Ibailu, chazar b'miksus. If the Shchemara gave all of his assets to one individual, and then he took some of those assets, and he chose to give them to someone else. The halacha is, what he did is certainly valid. Because when do these assets that are given away as a matana Shchemara become the recipient's assets? Only at the death, after the death of the Shchemara. So since that only happens at the death of the Shchemara, till then he could keep on changing her mind. The question is that the fact that he retracted part of the gift, asked the Gemara, have a chazar b'kula oloi. Do we say that since he nullified part of the original debt, original gift, so we see that the first person only got part of the assets. So that's going to be considered matana Shchemara b'miksus, which is not a matana Shchemara. Or do we say that what he gave away originally, since when he gave it away originally, he gave it away as a matana Shchemara, since when he gave it away originally, since he was giving everything away, it fell into the category of a Shchemara, it never loses that ability. And says Rabbi Chanan, the way to understand the Gemara is, do we say, do we say that since he undid part of what he did, that means it's no longer a matana Shchemara, or not Toshima? So the Gemara wants to bring a raya from the following Braisa. The Braisa says that if Shchemara gave his assets, kul l'ration, and he first said, all my assets should be given to this individual. And then he retracted.
umektsasun l'sheni, and then he said some of them should be given to the second person. The halacha is hasheni kama. The second one, it becomes his. And even if the Shechemer Baruch Hashem gets better, he can't go back. Harishon laikana, but the first one not, because my lav isn't it speaking about a case, but shemes. So we see that since the Shechemer partially retracted, it's enough that it should no longer be considered matana Shechemer. Loy. Says the Mar, the Brisa says, the Brisa is speaking about a case, but Omad, where he got healthy. There is no question that if the Shechemer Baruch Hashem got healthy, the whole transaction is null and void. And says the Gemara, that Hachanam Mustabra, it makes sense to explain that this Bryce is speaking about a case where the Shechemer got better. Medik Tani, safer. Let's continue learning that Bryce. Mitzosan L'Rishon, if he gave some of the assets first to one person, the Kulon, and then he gave the rest of them to a second person, Rishon Kana Sheni Loikana. Yam Reb Shlomo, if we will explain the Braisa B'Sh'omad, where the Shechemer got better, B'Sh'mocha Sheni Loikana, because since all of the remaining assets were given to him, and we know that if a Shechemer gives away all of his assets, but then Baruch Hashem he gets better, then the whole transaction is null and void. But what the first person got was not given as a Matana Shechemer. And therefore, even if the Shechemer got better, it doesn't change, then it remains with that person. Eli Amrit, if we're talking that the Brice is speaking about Shemais, then Tavayu Liknu. So then both should own the assets. The first one should get the assets because he got it as a Matanis Bari. And the second one should get it because now he died. And if he died and he got all the remaining assets that the Shechemer had, so that should be a classical example of Matanis Shechemer. Amalei Rav Yirmiyahu Ravashi, but Havid Nami B'Shamid. Even if we're going to say that the Brisa is speaking about a case that he got healthy, yeah, B'Shlomo, if we're going to say that the halacha is the Chazar B'Mikzas have a Chazar B'Kula, that even a partial retraction undoes it, Hanin D'Shan Miyaskana. Now we understand why the second one gets what he gets. Eli Amit Chazar B'Mikzas Leva Chazar B'Kula and Kei Nami Kamachalik, that it should be considered like he gave his assets to a number of people. And therefore, if that's the case, and now he got better, the halacha ought to be l'chad menayu loy nikni. Nobody should get anything. And since the Brisa says that it isn't that way, it's a proof that partial chazara undoes the entire thing, and says the Gemara indeed, the hilchas chazara b'miksas, if there's a partial retraction, even if he originally gave everything away, and then he backed off on some of it, it's no longer considered a matanis shchimera. Says the Gemara, and now, once we've established, says the Gemara, that the halacha, Bereisha, where the Shechemer gave everything to one person, and then he retracted, then he backed off on some of it, that the Braisa said, the halacha is a sheni kana v'rishon loikana, mishkach slo, will be understood, the Braisa will be understood, bein sh'am eis, whether the Shechemer passed away, or whether he didn't pass away, got better. And the Gemara explains, since the person, the Shechemer, retracted, the halacha is that the first one is not considered matana Shechemer anymore, and the second one, it's considered regular matana bari. And therefore, for the first one, the halacha will be that it's loikana, because it's no longer matana Shechemer, and it won't be for the second one, because it was never matana Shechemer. The sefer, where he said, first when he gave something to one person, and then he gave the rest to the second person, where again the Brisa says that only the first person takes ownership, that can only be explained k'sh'omed, when he got better. And therefore, what he gave to the second person, which was the balance of everything he owned, so since it was the balance of everything he owned, it was matana shchimera, and if somebody gets better, a matana shchimera is null and void. But there's no way to explain it if he passed away. Because if he passed away, since he gave the balance of everything he had to the second person, it ought to be considered matana shchimera. And therefore, why is the halacha that if he passes away, it's not valid? Ibailu. Now ask the Gemara, Hitish Kol Nechasov. If the shchimera was magdish all of his assets, and then for Oman he got better. So ask the Gemara, Mahu, Is it considered matanish gemara or not? And the gemara explains its question. Mi amrin, do we say kol gaba hegdish? When we're speaking about hegdish, gomara makni, there a person means to give it away completely. And since he means to give it away completely, therefore the halacha is that it doesn't make a difference what happens. A dumma, or since we're talking about a matanish shchimera, the halacha is, as we keep on learning in our shiurim, that when it comes to matanish shchimera, he doesn't mean to give it away because he's a shchimera, and he only means it to give it away if he passes away. And the Gemara doesn't answer this question. The Shulchan Aruch says that if this is the case, he could back off. And the reason the Shulchan Aruch paskens he could back off is based on a concept that we often discuss, Hamotzei Mechaveiro Olav Araya. We don't know how to look at this situation. Should we be considered a Matanah Shchimera, and therefore it remains his, or not? Hamotzei Mechaveiro Olav Araya. But the Ritva says that we have here a very, very interesting situation. When you're giving it as a shchimera and you're giving it to tzedakah, the question here is how to look at this situation. Should we look at this situation as a hilchus mamonis, as a regular financial question? And whenever we have a financial question, the halacha is hamotzei mechaveiro olav araya. Or do we look at it as a question of isva heter, tzedakah? And the halacha by tzedakah is that when we have a suffix on tzedakah, we have to be machmer. So that's the question over here. The Tzais has a very interesting approach. He says that how do we understand the whole, as we've been often saying, how do we understand that the concept of a shchimera? The way we understand the concept of a shchimera is that we have a umdan demuchach, that this person has every intention, only meant to give it away because he saw that he's passing away. In a case where that isn't the situation, where he's not certain, where it's not just that he's giving away, he's giving it to tzedakah, we can't just rely on that umdana. And again, the way I understand what the Tzais means to say, the whole din of a shchimera is a very bechidish, because it's contrary to what we often discuss about dvarim shebelev enim dvarim. So we only, says the Rosh, have a right to apply it in the most limited fashion. And by when it comes to tzedakah, where there's a strong reason to believe when a person gives tzedakah, he means to give it no matter what, there he can't go back. But one thing that the Chassam Sofer learns from our Gemara is unique because we don't know what is the halacha by a shchimera, because the shchimera has this very unique set of circumstances. But one thing we learn from our Gemara is when we have a suffix tzedakah, we have a suffix tzedakah that we have to be machmer without the circumstances of a shchimera. And therefore, says the Chassam Sofer, if somebody donated money to tzedakah, but he doesn't remember to whom he donated that money, it could be a number of causes. Since it's tzedakah, says the Chassam Sofer, what the halacha will require is that he has to give that amount of money to every one of the tzedakahs that he promised, to every one of the tzedakahs that are possibly the ones that he meant to give to. Ask the Gemara another question. What's the halacha of hifka kol nechasov? If a shchimera was mafka all of his assets, mao, meaning kiven aflanim kashirim, if he just was mafka anything, that's a much stronger act of giving it away. And therefore, Gomer Makne, he meant to give it away under all circumstances, whether if he gets better or not. Or do we say, kol gabe nafshei, here we're speaking about himself. And yes, when a person is mafka, he means to get rid of it, but not if he may be surviving. Another question, ask the Gemara. Chila kol mechosel aniyim. He gave all of his assets to poor people. Mai. Mimri l'tzod v'agavei mekni. Here we're talking about tzedakah hegdish. Well, again, yes, people are generous when it comes to tzedakah. But here, The other option is that he should be able to keep it. So as generous as he as people are when it comes to hilchot tzedakah, not at their own expense. And the Gemara says, Teku. Aram Sheshes. And the Shchimer, I use the following wording. Yitol, Yiska, Yachsek, Yikne, Kulalashim, and Tanahain. They're all considered wording of a matana. Masnisatani, Af, Yachs, and Vyaris are, even though they're wording that describe Yerusha, if the person who he was giving this matana Shchevara was somebody who is a potential Yerush, it's also going to be effective, because our Gemara is going back to an opinion that we've cited so many times in our Masechta, the opinion of Yochim ben Broiku, who says that if somebody singled out one of the sons, if he has sons, but he singled out one son to give more, a higher percentage, or if he only has daughters and he singled out one daughter to give her a higher percentage, then it's considered success, valid. And here too, if the Shchimera said it that way to one of those people, it's going to be effective. The Gemara just mentioned a number of types of expressions that are valid for Shchimera. The Rishonim debate, why would be the halacha if these are acceptable wording by Bari as well? Some Rishonim say that, as we learned at the beginning of our shir, the halachas of Shchimera and halachas of Bari are to a degree very much connected. But since the halachas of both of them are very much connected, if these are words that are acceptable by Shchimera, they're going to be acceptable by Bari also. There are other Rishonim that disagree, and they say that these words are only acceptable by Shchimera, not by a Bari.